This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Poprad with myself, Eric Wiltshire, Lee over there in the UK, Rachel in a hot pants down under, not in a miniskirt because that'd be naughty. Find out about that in a minute. A quick apology for the sound coming from the UK today. It is a bit ropey, but we're sticking with it because there's a rule in broadcasting. If the quality's a bit low, but the content's good, you stick with it.
Oh, yeah. Rachel, that was really nice of him, wasn't it?
Yeah, what
you
take
my content.
Very nice.
Good.
God.
I have quality.
Oh, hold on a minute. I just turned Lee off. This could be the saviour of mankind.
I think this is brilliant.
This could be the saviour of the stress of man. It could avoid all the arguments in an office. It could result in less divorce. It is the talking head that could be the future PA of your office. A virtual talking head called Zoe. Not sure about the name, but that's another one. And she talks to you. Not only does she talk to you, she interacts with you because she's a semi-intelligent Zoe.
That's not like every PA, isn't it? Semi-intelligent.
Yes. Rachel's not saying a word yet.
I don't understand how that could be a good thing, because then your husband could have an affair with the virtual PA because she's...
Yeah, but it's only a virtual affair.
Yes, it's not a real one.
No, Rachel.
That's where the trouble starts, see? That's where the trouble begins.
But Rachel, she's got a disembodied head.
And that's all some people need. That's why you need a bit of head. You don't need the rest of it. And that's not committing a sin.
Maybe this was developed for Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
It's where to keep his cigar, you mean?
Yes, that's right.
I could be right. It's called the Red Dwarf, isn't she?
Yes, the Red Dwarf. The face is actually the actress of Zoe Lister from Hollyoaks. I don't know whether... Do you get Hollyoaks, Rach?
Maybe. I think there's a cream for it.
See, me and Rich made the same joke, but in a different way.
But anyway, they reckon this could be the future. Be a lot cheaper. You wouldn't have any grumpy weeks in the month.
No.
Brilliant. Nope. Brilliant.
That was uncalled for.
No, actually, no. Lee. Lee.
You're that terrible. I'm so disgusted with you, Mr. Wiltshire.
No, Lee, there's downsides.
Well, they are. It's like some women are that big that they are like... Carry on. Just ignore me.
Yeah, who's going to make...
ignore me.
I will. Who's going to make the tea?
Oh, right, all right, then.
Got no arms.
She's useless.
No, she's not. Listen, I had Red Dwarf. Well, I thought it was unfair to say that UPA looks like a Red Dwarf, because I had one. She wasn't a Red Dwarf, but she was very small and had high blood pressure.
Go on.
That's the joke!
Oh.
Maybe she puts the spoon in her mouth and stirs the cup. Stop it.
But anyway, they reckon this is going to be the future. So, poor blokes, you will not be able to look at the assets of a young lady when deciding whether she should work for you. You're just going to have a computer screen. Oh, well. Samsung are working on a new smart watch. Funny that 2 weeks ago, Apple thinks I'm going to announce or leak an iWatch.
Which just sounds pervy, really.
The
iWatch. It just sounds creepy.
Is this the point where I mention the fact that I've got a lovely, lovely new Acer W700 tablet?
You can mention that, and I will mention the story that you missed off this list deliberately to upset.
Which is far superior to any Apple product on the market, in my opinion.
Apple is the core product, though.
Yeah, but the trouble is, Lee, it gives you the pip.
Yeah, but it's not quite safe.
You know, it's get under your skin.
it's a bit of a stalker. But Robbie's got the Samsung. He's got the Galaxy Note, and he's quite fond.
What?
Rachel said Robbie's got gout.
No, he's got the Galaxy Note. The Samsung Galaxy Note.
Rachel.
I'm sorry, yes? My sound is very bad. It's not my fault if I can't understand what our Antipodean friend is saying.
Lee is standing on a chair and he still can't catch it. It's called modern technology.
Put a coat hanger in your hand, for goodness sake.
Yeah, absolutely. Arm to the left, Lee. Arm to the left. You'll get tuned into it in a minute.
The fallen out.
Oh, that's the other thing I got this week. Love
you. Oh, God, ladies and gentlemen.
Rachel's going to love this. Rachel's going to love this. Rachel.
Rachel, it's boring.
A nice pair of Sennheiser headphones.
Tell him it's more
that's
boring.
That's what I've got.
You've got Sennheisers as well.
Yes.
We're a team, Rach.
Yes, we're not only mic buddies, we're Sennheiser buddies.
Absolutely.
Air traffic controller, only less dangerous.
Tell them it's boring. Tell them both it's boring.
No.
I have my earphones off my telephone in at the moment, and they're perfectly good and do the job. You don't need posh stuff. You need to have basic stuff, stuff that makes things work.
Darling.
Clearly demonstrating from the audio we're getting right now.
Yeah. Darling Lee, I'm sorry, but you just will not... You will not get the dynamic range from your headphones.
I don't need dynamic range. I'm dynamic enough, actually, thank you.
Right, moving along. TV viewing is up in the UK, and yet, strangely enough...
That's rubbish.
The TV viewing is up in the UK, but strangely enough, the number of television sets has gone down quite dramatically. This is
an explanation, which is rubbish, ladies and gentlemen.
Which... goes to show, and by the way, this was a piece of research done by BBC TV Licensing, the people that collect your money.
And how can you trust them, seeing what they've done with your money? Where's your $200 million gone, ladies and gentlemen?
Let me
answer that.
You don't have a licence.
No, you don't have to have a licence to have a telly, you just have a telly.
We have a licence here, but you pay for it in your electric rate.
Oh, no, we don't have any of that.
Mm.
You have to have telly's a
free. You can kill your brain for nothing in Australia.
Can you? So, with a combination of good lager and the telly, you've cracked it.
Yes. The only thing you have to pay for now is cable.
Oh, right.
Cable, but you don't have to have cable. You can just have the free-to-air stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a dog licence?
Yes.
Oh.
So you have to license your dog, but not your telly. That makes sense to me. I love it down under.
$10. $10, doggy.
$10, doggy. Right, I'm going to need your help.
Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, more favouritism.
No, because the Luddite's here. Apparently, some 63% of tablet owners, I've got a new Acer one, by the way, have their TV on their tablets, as do 27% of smartphone users. I'm getting a new phone soon. And I was trying to explain this to Lee earlier, and I said, have you ever tried putting a television aerial on the side of a train as you're whizzing along to watch the telly?
If I was on Top Gear, I'd manage it.
But that's why people are watching on tablets and things, because it's so easy. You don't need a telly aerial, do you?
Well, doesn't
no, you don't.
It genuinely?
And they don't charge you a license either, do they?
They do if you're watching live TV.
But if you're watching uTorrent and stuff that's been downloaded, they don't.
If you download, I vividly pick this point up. If you record something whilst it's live, you have to have a license. If you watch while it's live in the UK, you have to have a license. If it is you're watching catch-up television, then no, you don't.
Right.
So
Roger.
There. Roger, gotcha.
Got it.
Television was the first crime of a technological age perpetrated against mankind. It was then followed up.
I resemble that because... television gave me a very healthy income, thank you very much.
Yes, me too, thank you very much.
Yeah, but... Oh, all right, ladies and gentlemen. I once played a cavalier in a BBC production about Oliver Cromwell. Yeah, so we've all got careers. All I'm saying, in principle, is that television...
All you're saying in principle is you didn't get paid, so you got upset.
I did, I got 85 quid.
And a donut.
And I nick the uniform. my Cavalier uniform. Come and get me, BBC. Come and get me. I'm on top of the world. Come and get me.
Stop your license.
And added on to the TV licensing thing, interestingly enough, YouTube this week have reached 1 billion viewers a month. Which is just shortly after Facebook did exactly the same thing. I think it was about 5 months ago. Proving the point again that people don't want to be told when to do things anymore. They want to do it when they want it.
No, just do it all the time.
No.
On demand.
On demand.
That's right, all the time. YouTube is a cross between You've Been Framed, X Factor and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There is nothing intelligent on YouTube.
How do you synergize that? What?
I don't know what.
I think Uncle Rampants has lost it.
I think
he's
he
had
has.
A birthday and he's eaten one of the candles off his cake.
And it was still alight at the time.
It is. All you see are amateur people who think they're really good making a load of rubbish. It is following on from television. Television serves nothing, apart from The Sopranos, that has any intelligence or integrity.
Excuse me?
YouTube is a playground for people who can't do anything.
Excuse me?
What about music? What about watching music and listening to music through YouTube? What's wrong with that, Uncle?
Because most of the music on YouTube's been nicked anyway.
No, not these days, mate.
Let's put there by a lot of, yes, some of it has been nicked, I'll be fair, but a lot of it's been put there by the record companies.
Yeah, it's called
in order to promote it.
Why do famous people then have to spend millions of dollars a year having stuff that's uncopyrighted, that is breaking their copyright, taken off YouTube?
Well, yeah, but if you think...
To do it.
Yeah, exactly. When you take the likes of Madonna and Cher and good artists like that, they've all got their own YouTube channels and use it as a promotional tool.
Yeah, but what happens is when people actually do concerts, unlike Cher and people like that, like His Royal Bobness, all the footage of the concert's put on YouTube, which is a clear breaking of the copyright laws. And
the best thing I ever saw on YouTube was just Beavis throwing up. That was the best thing I ever saw on YouTube.
That's
brilliant. And he has to spend a fortune taking stuff off YouTube every week.
Yeah, well, that's because he's desperate for sales.
How can he be desperate for sales if he's taking a form of advertising away? He doesn't need them. He's won the most amazing literary prize this
week. Oh, here we go. I knew he was going to squeeze it in somewhere. Anyway, I will tell you, on YouTube, if you want to watch something interesting, if you stick yours truly's name in there, you'll see all sorts of intelligent stuff, like how satellite systems work, interviews with master control rooms at British Telecom, how that all works, so on and so forth. Very educational stuff. I have done my educational part for YouTube. It's up there. And I have to thank, I think it's Mark, who kept all the videos for Donkey's Years and decided to put them all up. And I said, thank you very much. You're a nice man. My copyright.
And you can also see my videos there as well.
Your videos.
Well, mine are there. It was still Blockage, episode 514, 515, and 518. Thank you very much for coming.
Anyway, moving along. The Liberal Democrats have asked for security bonds in the wake of the big argument yet again and again and again about immigration in the UK. And I need to just check this with Rachel because I think I'm right in saying there's a bond that you have to pay if you're an immigrant into Australia, isn't there, of some calibre?
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
I don't know what it is, but I know that you cannot get a working visa if you are 50 and over.
Yeah. And there's some sort of deposit. I've got a figure.
I think I was right, Mr. Eric.
I'm pretty sure it's a couple grand.
I think so, yes.
You have to pay a deposit if you are of a certain age. You don't have to pay a deposit.
I think you do. I think it's a couple of grand or something. Two, three.
Yeah,
I've got $3,000 in Wade, which would be close enough to a couple. Yeah.
But I think it's a good thing anyway. I think that really people
you don't
who
want POVO people coming here.
No, you don't. No, that's unfair. What I'm saying.
Not New Zealanders here. We don't need any more POVOs.
Thank you.
I think you have to say that actually if somebody wants to come over to a country to better their life and to avail themselves of all the benefits of being in Britain, which is what people come across for, mm-hmm. then there is nothing wrong in saying, give us a couple of grand up front. If you do well and everything's all right and you decide to leave or after a couple of years, you get it back. What's wrong with that? That's a commitment to the country you are trying to milk for everything you can get.
Well, you have to, I mean, seriously, you need a residence card to stay in Slovakia after 90 days. And then you get issued with a proper card, as I was issued with. Very nice policeman, thank you very much. And then every 5 years it has to be renewed until a certain period when you get a full-time one. Thank you very much, Mr. Policeman. And, you know, it does demonstrate a bit of commitment to what you're doing, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. I think it's a good idea. Mm. I don't think anything's wrong. I suppose it causes problems for people, and this is quite genuine, people who've come from like Poland or Slovakia who actually have come over here to better their lives and better their family lives at home, don't actually have that amount of money to put into to that commitment. Therefore, that is a bit of a problem. But maybe you could take a little bit off them every week out of their out of the wages to show that commitment and ultimately give it them back.
Could do. Anyway, moving along to the big news of financial news this week in the UK, it's been the budget, which has got to be described as, I'll have that and I'll give you that and then we quits. And it's exactly the same. But anyway, we'll go through the good bits for you, boys and girls. Don't worry, it won't take too long. The budget only lasted 54 minutes, which is quite good.
Very short?
That is very, very short.
Britain couldn't afford to make it any longer.
I knew it was going to do that. The deficit has been cut by a third.
Hasn't been cut by a third. That's creative accounting. The deficit has actually gone up. We borrowed another £200 billion.
Yeah, that's all right because it's part potential against the GDP, and therefore
there you go. Creative accounting.
Never mind. Anyway,
you can't say it now, can
the
you?
Deficit has been cut by a third from 11.2% of GDP down to 7.4%, which is actually quite good. And I'm very pleased about that for the UK, because if it went the other way, it'd end up like America, which is like zillions of percents against GDP anyway. Some good news and bad news, depending on how you look at it. In the civil service, they have cut the budgets by 1% because some people in Whitehall, which is where all the civil servants live, was a huge £11 billion underspend this year. Silly people, you won't get it next year. I'm not so sure about this one, where David Cameron saved Britain £3.5 billion on the EU budget because they'll find another way of getting it back.
But we borrowed £200 billion as well. It's a load of rubbish, man. Yeah. We are in dire straits in Britain. Let's talk about the truth of what this budget has done. Right?
It has. I'm going to be serious for a minute. They are putting together a very clever idea of getting the construction industry working again, because if you get construction working in any economy, that will drive other things along. And it is,
I agree.
It's very, very critical. So £130 billion in loans. And I have to say, I saw some of the, it's called the High Street Regeneration Programme, up near Ewley, actually, where they were given something like £2 million to regenerate the town centre. And they haven't given it away. What they've done is they've given it to people to start new businesses as loans.
This is a really good thing to get the construction industry on its feet in Britain. It's a good thing. And to allow people to buy houses, it's a good thing. That's
absolutely
one of the only good things to come out of this budget.
Well, the other one was that the planned rise in fuel duty, which should have come out in the autumn of this year, that's been cancelled. And
we're paying £7 a gallon for petrol.
I know. And the planned rise in beer duty has been scrapped. So every Australian in London was screaming, yes, at that particular moment.
But this is the real man's budget, right? They've taken a penny off beer and put 10p on wine, right? So it would take you, I think it's, you would have to drink 350,000 pints of beer before you actually manage to earn one for free.
doesn't matter. They still didn't put it up. They should have gone up by 3 pence. They put it down by, so that's actually 4 pence. Anyway.
But they put it on wine because more people drink wine in Britain now than drink beer. And everybody freezing to death, and they can't drive the cars to go to work because.
So what they can do is they can go down the pub and have a pint cheaper. Anyway, the BBC's hacked off this week, ho-ho, because somebody...
That was Eric's joke, ladies and gentlemen.
because several of the BBC's Twitter accounts, including its weather, Arabic and Radio Ulster feeds, were hijacked by an organisation calling itself the Syrian Electronic Army. And I have to say, as we did a couple of weeks ago when a well-known high street company had its account hacked, what the hell were you lot doing over there in the Beeb?
What were you doing?
Who was paying attention?
Yeah.
Somebody was getting their virtual PA to make them a cup of coffee.
There is an interesting point here, though, that a story that suddenly has vanished off here, about the fact that the internet has been screened for all the problems and all the hacking invasions that have been done, and it's been found out that the internet is like a colander of viruses and open back doors and back passages and all sorts of things to get... Yeah, that's right, Rachel.
Do you? But I still maintain the half of the problem is that people just will not learn a little bit of IT, nothing clever, and they could fix 90% of the problems. Or, in the case of this instant, somebody has got to have either let slip a password, someone's got logged into it, because you need to have emails and passwords. It's how it works.
But surely people can hack these.
Yeah, but you'd know in seconds.
So I don't know it when you hack my account.
No, that's different.
Rachel, do you know that? I'm looking away, doing something nice, looking at exotic pictures or something like that on the internet. One of the beauties of the internet is its exoticness. And all of a sudden, a little thing flashes up on my screen and my cursor vanishes and it's Eric.
Remove Team Viewer immediately.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, moving along because we're running out of time. Fleet Street should cease lobbying politicians over the proposed new press regulator. That's what senior members of Hacked Off have told a Commons committee. And it was very interesting to see the headlines where you got one group saying, come on, lads, let's work together on this and see if we can get a resolution. Whereas there were a couple of papers which tended to be more to the right a bit, it was saying, get off, leave us alone.
I
just found that really, really interesting, Lee.
Well, the simple facts are these on this. Very simply, the majority of British national newspapers have basically told the government to stuff it up its junta over the new press laws, because they are totally unworkable. And the only reason that this is how the government tried to con newspapers into doing it, and that was because they set a ceiling within this law, right, this new law, they set a ceiling on how much you could be fined for getting something wrong. Now, the majority of newspapers do everything they possibly can to not get things wrong, and if they do get it wrong, they may get screwed for a bit more. That's the only protection that this bill actually offered newspapers, and they've said, forget it, we're not being involved. And Hacked Off, ladies and gentlemen, is very purely the political wing of Hugh Grant, the Hugh Grant Society. That has all started because of some second-rate actor who couldn't button his pants up quickly enough when the pants were around.
Gas stockpiles are allegedly only 2 days in the UK at the moment due to the freezing conditions. And the government says, no. No, we can get more of this stuff. Yes, of course you can. You have to pay for it.
But you have to go and dig it up. What happened to North Sea oil and North Sea gas? Where has that gone, ladies and gentlemen? I ask this question on a regular basis and nobody can answer it.
It's been sold.
Exactly. That's what we do in Britain. We get something good and sell it.
Right. UK retail sales have gone up in February in the UK. Allegedly, it's, and this is not from me, strong demand for tablets has helped retail sales. Oh, I've got a new tablet as well, by the way. Yes, it's very nice, actually. The HD quality on it is amazing, which has driven sales up in several areas, and it's a rather large jump. But interestingly enough, this is Rachel again buying more shoes. Next.
Laxatives, actually, it was
Laxatives. Is that what it was? Okay, right. Next, which is a shopping chain for mainly for ladies and shoes and dresses.
A shoe hop works just as well, Rachel. You don't need laxatives to get your shoes on.
That's interesting.
Their profits are up as well. And they've actually said, or put it down to the fact that the online and catalogue business grew by 9.5% over the period, but sales in stores were flat compared to last year.
It's too cold to go outside, isn't it?
Exactly. You get the bloke to deliver it.
And nobody's got any petrol to drive there, and they haven't got any shoes to, you know, to trudge all the way to the shops, and Lee's car's all bent, and it's just awful. People can't leave their houses. They must shop at home.
It is indeed.
You are very, very close to the truth. The reason sales have gone up, this is something that the British press won't talk about, very simply because everybody in Britain who has a modicum of money, has a few quid in the bank, is so afraid of leaving it in the bank that what they do, they've gone out and they've bought everything they can so that we can then go and sell it on whatever those things are called, car boot sales. That's the whole economy of Britain is now built on car boot sales.
Treasure.
Well, I was going to do the mini skirts have been banned in South Korea, but I can't do that. I haven't got time to tell you about the runaway lorry in Germany that went for 10 kilometres down a motorway with the driver slumped over the wheel, nor can I share the fact that Billy had a knife taken out of his back. Part of the blade when he was stabbed was stayed in there for 3 years because, I have to say, it's the end.
And Bob Dylan.
It's the end.
It's
the end. It's the. I'm going to fade him down. That's better. At the end of the BBC broadcasting from Television Centre. After 45 years, that's it. They're now going to be wasting money hand over fist. And that just leaves us time for one little item.
What?
Rachel Brunston. Take the centre stage.
Get your hot pants on, Rachel. It's your moment.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Uncle Rent Pants. Happy birthday to you.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.